it has been suggested to me that, you know, that if we forgive people, that God has to forgive them, and so on and so forth. And I think it goes beyond what Christ intended. Remember, everything he said, he was intending that we should hear. And the spirit in which he said it, and using wisdom, and the wisdom which the scripture teaches, the wisdom of God, to know the full application of it. So he says, if your brother won't hear you, take two or three more witnesses. Let's say I have a really cantankerous neighbor or stranger who's against me and fighting, you know, can I really, you know, I'm going to bring more witnesses and make this all of a public matter and so on and so forth? Or can I quietly just let it pass? Turn the other cheek, so to speak. And that's more of the way I would handle something done by a stranger or an enemy, is to turn the other cheek. Because this is not turning the other cheek. If your brother trespasses against you, go tell him his fault. That's different than turning the other cheek. Why? What's the difference? Because you're seeking your brother's good. Because, I'll tell you what, when you turn the other cheek, you're condemning someone. You are condemning them. Because you're not telling them their fault. You're letting yourself be a victim that they might cause offense and that they might, be held guilty for their sins. When you turn your other cheek, it is a testimony against them. But when you bring people to them and try to get them to turn from their wicked way, that takes a lot of love. And that is the way of Christ, but within the brethren. What about turning the other cheek? My point is that there has to be somewhere where that applies. You turn the other cheek to your enemies. You don't bring witnesses. You don't go tell the church. See, when he says tell the church, he's saying tell the people to whom this person yields authority within the called out assembly of Christ, within the brotherhood of Christ, sorted out. Tell them their offense. Bring witnesses. Tell it to the church. And if he won't hear them, then treat them like an heathen man or a publican. Which is what? To turn the other cheek. Let them offend. Let them do it then. Then let them get away with it. Fine. Have it your way. I'm going to consider you an unbeliever. Let them be like unbelievers, like heathen. All can enter into the family. But to those who will not abide by family rules, let them be out and as unbelievers, and therefore subject to a different kind of treatment. You know, those who are in the commonwealth of faith are subject to one kind of treatment, and those who are outside are subject to another kind of treatment. There's a great amount of love in rebuking someone. Like Leviticus 19:16 says, or 19:17, sorry. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon them. The neighbors of the Israelites were their brethren. Jesus said your neighbor is, you know, those who do the will of God. Who is a neighbor to the man who was injured? Well, the Samaritan, the one who had compassion on him. Those are your neighbors. Those are your brothers, the compassionate, the believing. The heathen are the unbelieving, not just a man of your race, but a man who believes, a man who is compassionate and humble, those who exhibit the hallmarks of faith. You rebuke those you love. But what about the enemies? Shouldn't you love your enemies? But Jesus said that how you love your enemies is to feed him, clothe him, heap coals of fire on his head, turn the other cheek. Because the love towards your enemy is different in nature. Because rebuking your enemy will not get you love in return. You rebuke your brother because you can. Because of the love between you. You can rebuke him and he might hear you. You rebuke your enemy, they will not hear you. But they will hate you the more. Sometimes there's a place for rebuking your enemy. Jesus rebuked the scribes and Pharisees. It was his duty to them. And we rebuke our enemies too. We rebuke, we turn the other cheek. There's different ways, you know, like I said, there's not one way. Oh, I'm just supposed to be like this all the time. I'll just turn my cheek in every instance. That's not wisdom. Because this, taking two or three witnesses and telling him his fault and going to the church is not turning the other cheek. You're not just passing it by. You're trying to help them. You don't want them to offend. You don't want them to stumble. So we're going to go and try to help them out. See the light. See the right way. So we got to know when to zig and when to zag. When do you turn the other cheek? And when do you say, hey, that's not right? When do you stand up for your rights so that they would not be offenders? You know, because you're trying to spare them an ill fate. Because those who do me harm, harm themselves. Those who do me offense are offending. They're an offense to themselves. Because they are offending one of God's servants. One of God's little ones who believe in Him. When you offend me, you're doing offense against yourself. When you harm me, you're harming yourself. That's the idea here. When you harm the little ones who believe in Christ, you harm yourself. So go and rebuke them. But if they will not hear rebuke, and you might judge this without doing all this if it's not a brother. If it's not a brother, you might be like, the Spirit of God may say, just turn the other cheek. Don't rebuke him, lest you get yourself scorned. Now, there's two scriptures in the Proverbs. You can look it up. Rebuke a fool. Rebuke not a fool according to his folly, lest you become like unto him. Rebuke a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceits. I think that's how it goes, but it's something along those lines. But there's two consecutive verses in the book of Proverbs. One says to rebuke a fool, and another one says to not rebuke a fool. You have to know when to do which. You have to know when to turn the other cheek and when to take action. I hope I've made that kind of clear. Because I'm not trying to lay out I can't lay out every scenario, and neither could Christ, that could possibly happen to man. But merely to give moral guidelines and understanding that to behave yourself wisely and humbly and virtuously and righteously, to consider, when do I rebuke? When do I turn the other cheek? When do I do what is right in this way, and when is it right to be another way? Think on these things. Because there's not merely one way to be right. But there is only one way to heaven, and that is to be right. And by heaven, I mean the kingdom of heaven, which is the resurrection of the dead. I don't want to die and go to heaven. I want to die and be raised from the dead and enter into the kingdom of heaven, which is going to be right here on earth. That is the hope of the apostles and prophets, and that is the teaching of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You have great authority in Christ, so be wise in your exercising of it. Be wise and forgiving.